News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Hey, listen, by the way, I got to tell you about my friends at Otter Creek Farm. They are kicking it right now. I mean, the bookings out there are incredible. They are getting full up. If you want to do a wing shooting opportunity, hunt pheasant and quail, I was out there the other day, saw a group heading out to the fields with their guides and their guns, their dogs. They were going to do a pheasant hunt, and what a perfect day for it, too. But they also, the wedding venue aspect of Otter Creek Farm is incredible. I mean, the views there are amazing. The facilities are great. You can do all of it. You can even have the reception there, and their chefs will do a lot of the catering. So I'm just saying, it's pretty much a full-on place. I mean, you can stay overnight there. Otter Creek Farm. I ramble when I talk about it sometimes because it's hard to get it all in. But Otter Creek Farm, their website is ottercreekfarmstead.com. Check them out, ottercreekfarmstead.com. You will know quickly when you look at the pictures why they've been featured in Garden and Gun magazine, why Donald Trump Jr. came and stayed there, why people fly in from Europe to stay there. Oh, man, I love that place. Otter Creek Farm at ottercreekfarmstead.com. All right, so, hey, Copper, grab the mic there real quick.
Yeah.
How's your show going? You had your show Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Things going well with that?
It is going well. Yeah, this past weekend we talked about just goals for the new year and shared some testimonies of people leaving the abortion industry. It's happening.
Oh, that is very cool. And you've been real involved in that for a while now. I know you probably stay almost more. I'm very pro-life, but you focus on it. You stay in tune with it probably more than I do. We're still looking at maybe this summer before we hear back from the Supreme Court. Am I right?
Yeah, it's going to be a while.
Well, I mean, sometimes they move fast, sometimes they don't. But I think we got a good opportunity here. But right now, the Texas law is allowed to stand in the meantime, correct?
Yeah.
I think that's correct. Well, it's good. And so, yeah, go ahead and throw in a shameless plug for your own show right now while you got a minute.
Sure. So Prayers for Life Radio, Sundays at 3 p.m. And this weekend, we're going to be talking about whether Alabama might pass some legislation offering more monetary support to families facing unexpected pregnancies. A bunch of states are doing that, hoping that Roe versus Wade will be overturned. So tune in Sunday.
Wow, that's very cool. Right here on WVNN.
That's right.
All right. Very cool. Thank you for that. I thought I'd just tell you to grab the mic and do that while I had a minute.
Thanks.
Absolutely. Hey, listen, by the way, we got plenty of stuff happening on this show. And throughout the week, just know that you can call when you want to, 866-494-9866. We have some regular clips. We have callers that call in. But if we're just talking through regular material and you want to call in and talk through it, 866-494-9866. Love that when the audience gets engaged. So that is certainly an option on this show at all times. Was talking to somebody just the other day. Actually, I was talking this morning to somebody who said that they are constantly hearing people say, "Man, I listen to the show." And we can sense that momentum, by the way. That is big doings. So hopefully, I can't say much more than this, but hopefully we'll have some exciting news to talk about here in the near future. And I'll fill you in on that when the time is more right. For now, just know that I chose to tease you with it and tell you nothing. That's that's what I just did. But yeah. Hey, the next segment that I'm going to do here, I'm calling this basically, they just keep moving the goalposts. I got a series of stories. It's one of those things that when I resource a show every day, y'all know I do this because I'm always rattling the paper in the microphone. And by the way, very soon we may be doing the live stream of the show too, so you can actually watch me rattle the paper if that's something you would want to do. But as I researched the show or resourced the show this morning, I kept finding all these things where, once again, Democrats are changing the narrative, changing the rules, changing the way we do business in an effort to get their stuff passed. Sometimes they're doing end runs. Sometimes they're trying to force things through like a square peg in a round hole. Other times they're doing things like saying, "Oh, that thing we've been telling you all along? Yeah, we're not telling you that now." Things like, "What is the CDC saying about wearing a mask?" "Oh, really? Thank you very much." All right, folks, we're going to come back right after this with "They Just Keep Moving the Goalposts," number two on the Triple Dipper. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We will be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, by the way, I mentioned Otter Creek a while ago. You know, I also got to tell you, one of our longtime partners, our team members here, has been ZLA Solutions. ZLA Solutions just had one of their most bang-up years ever. I'm going to go ahead and suggest that it's in part because they're advertising on the show. But nonetheless, they're doing great work. ZLA Solutions is one of the best around at getting people back to work. They are getting people back to work at a record rate, according to what they did last year. And here's the deal. If you're looking for a job, go to their website, ZLA Solutions, ZLAUSA.com. And they've got great jobs posted. So they told me the other day they had a new client in which they were helping to staff jobs at $20 plus an hour with benefits. I mean, they've got good jobs on this postings. But then if you're also an employer looking to fill out the ranks of your own workforce, then just do the same thing. Go to ZLAUSA.com. And they will square you away. They'll do all the recruiting, all the background checks, all the drug testing if necessary, blue collar, white collar, no collar. It does not matter. They can help you fill out the ranks of your workforce at ZLA Solutions. They like to say, at ZLA, we don't make it. We just make it better. That's ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. All right, so the next part of the Triple Dipper I'm doing today, I'm just calling this, they just keep moving the goalposts. That's what I'm seeing. And I got to tell you, as I'm jumping into this, right during the break, I just saw something that I posted out on my Twitter feed, and I'll jump around and put it on my other social media here shortly. But Governor Ron DeSantis, man, every time he opens his mouth, I feel like I'm hearing something that I wish every governor would say. But Governor Ron DeSantis gave his own State of the State address. Now, you know, Governor Ivey did hers, and it was, in my opinion, it was rather tepid. It had a, you know, attaboy for her administration about things that she thinks they've done right, some of which they have, truthfully. You know, didn't, of course, mention, you don't get up there and mention things you do wrong. You're going to talk about what you did right. But then she went on to talk about how she wants to give a pay raise to, you know, state employees and how she wants to spend more money than ever and how, you know, Alabama is open for business. And that's kind of gotten to be, like, I think I could have almost predicted in advance what she was going to say. Well, Governor DeSantis gave his State of the State. I'm looking at a clip from it right now. He literally just urged the legislature to propose a $1 billion gas tax holiday to help reduce prices at the pump at home. Can you imagine? In Alabama, the Republican majority increased your gas tax just in the last couple of years. By the way, it didn't just increase 2 years ago when they passed it. It increased every year since then because they set it up as an exponential gradiated increase. So it continues to increase. And yet Governor DeSantis is down there in Florida saying, basically, we've got enough of your money. We need to give some back. And so in order to help offset inflation and reduce prices at the pump, he literally just proposed a $1 billion gas tax holiday. We need for the legislature and the governor in Alabama to start looking at, okay, you're bragging because you're about to spend more money than ever. You're calling a special session so that you can, you know, you can get out there and spend tons of federal relief dollars. I get it. But you gotta do it. You gotta appropriate it. But nonetheless, when is enough enough? When do you have enough? Those federal relief dollars, it's already been ruled by Treasury that those can be used to offset tax cuts, okay? So you're not at risk here. You've got more money coming in from the feds than ever before, Alabama. And I would encourage House and Senate members and the governor's office to start considering how do we give some of this back to the people. I don't mean we're going to put in a program that's going to help you have new sewage infrastructure in that part of the state you don't live in. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about do something that would make a difference. How about this? How about a sales tax holiday? How about you say, you know what, state of Alabama, we've got so much money coming in right now that we can do without sales tax revenue for about 2 to 3 weeks, which, by the way, is a significant amount of money. Significant. How about just on groceries? We're going to do away with grocery taxes for a year. That's about $400 million a year. Well, they're upping the budget this year by $400 million. So in other words, they could do that. But right now, you're not hearing any proposals to really do that, are you? So yeah, that's something to think about. All right. That was a complete soap. That was not on the triple dipper. That was a complete soapbox in run rabbit trail. Hey, shiny thing. Yeah. All right. Keep on moving the goalposts. So listen, I got a story right here from Wall Street Journal. Wall Street Journal dated yesterday. The title of it is Biden and his Democrats, a crucial month lies ahead. Now, this is what I would call a soft article towards the administration. It's as if the article was written by someone who is already in favor of what the Democrats have been trying and failing to do. But I say that because the article is written to say, you know what you need to do? You got to double down on a few of these things. Well, so the article points out that this has been one of the worst weeks that the Biden administration has ever seen in their short one-year history. By the way, I believe today is today. I think today is the one-year anniversary of the Biden administration, Thursday at the latest. So in 1 year, they've had epic fails at every turn. And this article from Wall Street Journal says in the second paragraph, it's hard to imagine a worse stretch than the one the president endured last week. Yeah. If you remember, I call that the Joe Biden no good, very bad, super awful week. It says his new push for voting rights legislation appeared to die in the Senate. His Build Back Better social services and climate change legislation is comatose. The Supreme Court killed his administration's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for large employers. Government data showed inflation at the highest level in four decades, and diplomacy to prevent a Russian invasion of Ukraine appears to be stalling. All that by Thursday of last week. So what they're saying here in this article is Biden is going to have to do things. Now, here's what you have to watch. What I am concerned about is you're going to start seeing what I would call end runs. You're going to start seeing the attempt to get things done by other means because they can't get it done by normal means, which means they're going to be moving the goalposts. Things like Build Back Better, you know, that spend-a-rama that they were proposing in D.C., they're already talking about how to bring it back. The article I've got right here says that Representative Ro Khanna, who is he's a liberal, but he's like one of those kind of level-headed talking liberals from California. He says we've got to get with Senator Manchin, give him the respect he deserves so he can be the 51st vote to pass that legislation and see how we can come to consensus. In other words, he's saying we've got to bring it back. They're trying to bring back a smaller version, but nonetheless, it was the most wasteful thing I've ever seen. Moving the goalpost, you got to watch this. And it's not just, by the way, moving the goalposts in D.C., I'm amazed by what I hear come out of people's mouths right here in Alabama. We are a red state, folks. Remember that? We are a conservative red state, at least, at the very least, in the eyes of the average citizen. Polls show that. The votes show that. The politics don't always show that, but the people, the fabric of the state, is largely one of the most conservative in the nation. And yet, have you heard about the fight going on about your Second Amendment rights in Montgomery? Bills appear to finally have some traction that have not always had good traction that would do away with gun permits. I'm a concealed carry permit guy. I'm a very pro Second Amendment guy. You're not going to find somebody more gun friendly for the most part than me. I'm amazed when I hear things like, apparently the Alabama Sheriff's Association is adamantly opposed. Not apparently, I know they are. They're adamantly opposed to any changes to the concealed carry permit laws. Now, I'll be honest with you. I know for a fact, one of their chief concerns, I don't care what their public statements say, one of their chief concerns is they get revenue off those permit sales. And some of that revenue goes for really good things. So I'll be honest with you, as long as there's a permit fee, I'll pay it. Because number one, I intend to conceal carry. And number two, I do want body armor for my deputies. And I do want extra training or ammunition or that kind of thing for my deputies. All that to say, I also believe, though, that at some point you have to recognize it's the Constitution. And multiple states now are moving to constitutional carry, which means no permits required. And yet the Alabama Sheriff's Association, the director, Bobby Timmons. Bobby Timmons has been down there in charge of that Sheriff's Association since God knows when. But Bobby Timmons said he would favor amending the Second Amendment. Are you hearing me? He would favor a constitutional crisis. He would favor amending the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution in order to prevent constitutional carry. You know who he's partnering with right now? The Alabama Sheriff's Association, according to an article here from 1819 News. I'm looking at an 1819 News article published yesterday. You can find it on their website at 1819news.com. 1819 is reporting that Timmons said, okay, here's his, asked if he would support amending the Constitution to limit the Second Amendment to the possession of firearms only for the defense of a person's home. Oh yeah, Timmons said, I'd be in favor of that. He went on and said, but I mean, it would never get passed. But he'd be in favor of it. That's the guy who's running the Sheriff's Association. And then according to Timmons, the Sheriff's Association is working with a group called Moms Demand Action. You go look them up. Moms Demand Action, since the time I was in the State House, has been one of the most liberal group of harpies that go down there and advocate for everything super liberal to include gun control. And I don't mean like a little bit of gun control, like how about gun control that you can't have your guns, period. Like, they don't care about the Constitution. They want the Second Amendment repealed. They want everything from background checks and ensuring that, you know, you have to have any number of stringent requirements on your firearms. It's unreal. And now the Sheriff's Association for the state of Alabama, Bobby Timmons, the director, says he would be in favor of amending the Second Amendment to have no carry. None. And he's also working with one of the most liberal groups of soulless harpies I've ever seen come down there and do protests in the state legislature. Yeah, that's called moving the goalposts right there. Well, I got another big one on moving the goalposts. We'll come back from this break and give you something you might want to know. Something you might want to know is some of the things they've been telling you about home test kits that they're trying to mail out to you and maybe whether you should wear a mask or not. It appears to be that the narrative is changing. Shh, don't tell anybody. They don't want you to know. I'm going to tell you. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back after this break. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right, we like to say it. We like to say it every time. And that's because that's what the show is. And we are there, by the way, to make sure that you've got what you need. And you know, I know you're going to have those water cooler conversations. You're going to be talking to people in the fast food line, at Sunday school, in the workplace, wherever the case may be. You're going to have those conversations, and I guarantee you, at some point, someone's going to question something you saw in the news, or what do you think about what that politician said, or what do you feel about this issue? And the goal of this show is that at every single turn, we are providing you what you need for those conversations. And I hope in the course of doing so, we do what I keep calling the four E's, that we educate and enlighten and empower and entertain you in the process. That's the goal of Right Side Radio. And you'll make sure you enjoy it in the process, but at the same time, that when you leave this show, you got some nugget, something that made you feel better about being a conservative, or made you feel empowered to go out and do that thing you've been thinking about doing, or just to have that conversation, or even to refute that thing on social media, whatever the case may be. Bunch of Right Side ruffians out there, and that's, this show is yours, and we're here to provide that ammunition. Hey, listen, breaking news in a bit here, breaking news. So it just happens that I'm sitting here doing a segment that I call "They Just Keep Moving the Goalposts." All right, one of the biggest attempts to move the goalposts lately, you may recall, we've done it on the show, is the Democrats in D.C. attempt to do away with what's known as the filibuster rule in the U.S. Senate, the same rule that Joe Biden worked under for 40 years in the U.S. Senate. He now wants it gone because it stops him from passing some of the most god-awful legislation, not the least of which are two major pieces of voting legislation, John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act and the Freedom to Vote Act is what the two referred to as, and they're awful. They would put a nuclear option on state laws that relate to voting. They would do things like remove the ability then to have photo ID requirements at voting. They would extend the voting for 2 weeks or more prior to voting day, and then allow for an extra week afterwards for the count. I mean, you'd have like voting month at that point. Any number of things. They would reestablish things like pre-clearance, letting the DOJ, the Biden DOJ for that matter, be able to first give their say-so as to whether states are allowed to pass certain laws. This does not need to happen. Well, the breaking news piece is this. You know, it was stopped because Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, senators from Arizona and West Virginia, both Democrats, said they would not agree to do away with the filibuster. Well, Chuck Schumer just said today on a floor vote on something totally different, as he was talking about legislation unrelated, he went ahead and used his time at the microphone for a moment of personal privilege, I guess, and he addressed the body and said, "We are all going to go on the record." And he told them, he said, "We are literally going to move forward anyway. We're going to try and get a vote, and everyone here will go on the record." So basically what he's doing is he's forcing a vote on the change to the filibuster and trying to force a vote on those two pieces of voting legislation, which may explain why apparently today it comes out that Nick Saban decided to weigh in inexplicably to try and convince his apparently longtime personal friend Joe Manchin, get on board, go do these things. I'd question whether Saban even knew what was in that bill. That story, by the way, if you want to see it, it's in a variety of places, but I know that I think AL.com definitely had it up there, and I can find it again real quick. But yeah, it's kind of weird to think that just today, Coach Nick Saban of the national championship Alabama football team, the most prolific NCAA coaches in NCAA football history, who said he would never get involved in politics, suddenly got involved in politics. And he is now, here it is, Nick Saban co-signs a letter to Joe Manchin supporting the voting rights bill. What in God's name, Coach? He marched with Black Lives Matter at one point too, trying to build unity, but that didn't pan out very well. So I'm just saying, in my opinion, this was a wrong-headed thing to do, and moving the goalposts, this part of my triple dipper, moving the goalposts is exactly what they try to do at every single turn. And I'm telling you, folks, keep an eye. And I didn't even get to the things I said I was going to. I'm going to come back after the break here in a few minutes, and I'm going to tell you more about moving the goalposts, not the least of which is this. I've got a story from right here in Alabama that says that those rapid tests that the president is sending out, they're really not that accurate. I think we knew that anyway, but, you know, he only bought a half a billion of them to mail to your house after you put the application in and wait 7 to 10 days to get it, and then you find out that it's being reported right here in the media that they're not that reliable after all. Oh, that and the cloth masks? Yeah, I'll tell you about that too. Cloth masks? Yeah, those might not be that reliable either. Why are we doing this? God almighty. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Coming back with the final hour of the show. I got more to say on what they do to keep moving the goalposts. And then, if we have time, the story they don't want you to know. We'll be right back.